Good morning. 00 hours. Sunny. 49 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Sunny. 49 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Sunny. 49 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Sunny. 49 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Sunny. 49 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Sunny. 49 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Sunny. 49 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees.
This is WAVMD. The unit at HK. HK is on WAVMD. Hi, Nin, here's Dave, just putting a TM300 into a Mustang Mach-E and testing out and see how it's working before I put all the covers back on. Still a work in progress in putting this thing together, but thought a radio check would be a good idea before I got things too buttoned up. Great from here, which is about a mile south of the Diag. There's a little bit of, I don't even call it noise or bacon fry, but there's a little bit of background in your transmission. I don't know where you're transmitting from. It might just be distance to the repeater rather than anything on the radio itself. WADMD. Yeah, it's hard to tell. A lot of power out, but I'm inside the garage in Ypsilanti Township near Weyers Apple Orchard, so that's where I'm at the moment. It does create some blockage, but again, I'm not completely sure. Guess I better check the SWR and see what the hood is made out of. I'm not sure how much metal is in the hood that I am got attached to the hood like an old-fashioned AM/FM radio antenna. Well, old-fashioned antennas do, in fact, work, so you should be in good shape there. If you wanted to try a repeater that was closer to you, just so that we could rule out the noise from the distance to repeater question, probably the 7-4 repeater north side of the river in Ipsy is closer. Unfortunately, I don't have a grid. I have an HP at home here, and it's hard to get that repeater without going upstairs to get a little more elevation. So, if this is not the only repeater you can hit, you might want to try the NC1 or even the 515 out in the township, which has a wide range of repeaters somewhere up there. Yeah, I did hit the I-94 repeater earlier, and so yeah, it's working. So, anyways, I'll keep playing with it. Thanks to the Raider Report, 73. This is NADHK.
Good luck with the radio and good luck with the car. NADHK, this is WADMD. I'll be monitoring.
Good evening. 2000 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees.
I think that's not here this week, so
They're in the ones that were in the net. I can do it somewhere else. So basically, you can trigger a beer there. Good that time. Maybe it's not holding, though. I can run the net, but is there... Can you tell me, give me a signal report? Am I holding or repeated?
Yes, I do, Andy, that's me. You're okay, not really so quiet, though.
Stand by, I'll go find a different radio. Hold on, just a call the net, WC. Be better, and they should test if there is some sort of an audio problem or not with this rig too. Don't know what was going on when Jay said I was having some trouble getting to the 92 because it seems like they should get into the 92 without a problem. But anyhow, good evening. This is WSAU with the U of M Sunday Night Net. This net meets every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on this U of M repeater. This net is open to all amateurs. When checking in, please give your name and call sign. I will take check-ins in the following order. I will take check-ins first from mobile, portable, and short-time stations, then from network stations such as Echolink and AllStar, and then I will take check-ins from all other stations. Are there any mobile, portable, or short-time stations wishing to check in to U of M Sunday Night Net? Please call now.
This is November 8th, here at Bravo Echo Days, pedestrian mobile.
Any SVE, any other mobile, portable, and short-time stations? All right, nothing heard. Any SVE, what do you have for us?
This is N8SVE. Well, I actually finally got my All-Star nose working. I had to take it up to Steve at 8AR on Saturday, and he found out that the C media chip was bad on the board and replaced it for me, and now we're up and running. I would have come in on All-Star here, except for I've got it actually currently hooked to N8LBE's system and it's down in the basement. So I just figured I'd just go ahead and call in from here. And actually, I guess if you've got enough time while you're talking to some of the other people, I could go downstairs and maybe come in on All-Star. I think if you're saying that you haven't had anybody using All-Star on the system yet, go ahead.
Kind of, there maybe was like one All-Star check-in like once in the past, I don't know, 2 or 3 years since it got hooked to All-Star, but I don't think there are any others. But if you want, we can, at the end of the net, or when I go to call for check-ins for a second time, at the end, you can probably check in then.
Okay. All right, well, I'm just going to go ahead and go downstairs, and I'll unhook from N8LBB's system and hook into the WAUM one, and when it seems appropriate, I'll see if I can check in from there. Go ahead.
Well, I will see if you make it in when I do the standby for the check-ins at the end after we go through the first side of check-ins. Anyhow, is there anyone... let's see, this is WSAU with the U of M Sunday Night. Is there any All-Star or Echolink stations reaching a check-in? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Any All stations for the U of M Sunday Night Net? Please call now.
Charlie 8 Tango Oscar, Don.
Bravo 8 Oscar, India Sierra, John.
And KBA OAS, is there anyone else? Looks like it might be kind of a short net. Hopefully Dave gets his All-Star node to switch over pretty quickly. Let's see, so we've got ACATO. What do you have for us, Don? And you'll be followed by OAS. Go ahead, Don.
Matt, ACATO, Don. Well, I haven't had a huge amount of time on the radio, but been trying to, now that I've solved my link dropping problem by adding a whole lot of ferrite to the USB cable, I'm trying to fill in the bands that I have fewer confirmed contacts on, which is basically 30, 20, and 17, because they were the bands I would crash on. So doing a little bit of that, and I think there'll be a couple of upcoming talks, the other clubs around the area on this Bouvet thing. And one of the people who went was, I forget his whole name and call sign, but he's local from around Saline. He's going to be talking at a couple of the upcoming things, I think. So probably the next Arrow and probably the next Semdex. So I'd mention that if somebody really wants to hear about the Bouvet thing. That's it for me, ACTO.
And it'll be interesting to hear what happened there, how the expedition went. I know a bunch of people contacted them or tried to contact them or at least heard them, but don't know anything beyond, haven't heard anything beyond that. Let's see, up next is KBOS, and then we'll take another standby for check-ins. What do you have for us, John?
John, KBOS. The only news from the shack is the students completed their fourth Saturday morning class. They made these ground plane antennas, the UHF, VHF ground plane antennas. So I think they had 10 or 11 students up there. They all made one. They all went home with one. Everything tested out perfectly. So I think that's pretty much of all the club activities until, well, next week I think it's a Michigan Cuso party. So hopefully there'll be students up there and operating. And then after that is nothing till field day. Back to you, Don, and Dave, I guess,
KBHOIS. Hey, John. Let's see. Are there any additional stations we can check into U of M Sunday night? Yeah, please call now. Let's see if Dave may get his alternate moved over yet.
Hey, this is Mo.
Coming through All-Star.
Six in you.
You need to call the network station separately. I've got KBZJ and KB6NU. I think I have NASBE that was on top of them. Let BZJ and NU go, and then and give Dave a call. Go ahead, KBZJ, and we'll follow by NU.
Hey, all, this is Mo. Good to hear everybody tonight. Got a new feed line up this weekend, and my antenna is working just the same as it ever was. So maybe just propagation's been bad. But anyway, off to, enjoying the nice weather at least. Back to net.
Something weird's been happening recently, it seems. Like I had trouble getting to the 9-2 with my outdoor antenna if it wasn't pointed at it. And I was trying to, I can normally run this net off an HT with 5 watts, and even, you know, 2.5 watts, and at 5 watts, it wasn't making it very solidly, so I'm on the base here, running 5 watts on the outdoor antenna. Something weird is going on propagation-wise, but don't know what. Anyhow, up next is KB6NU, and you'll be followed by NASB. Go ahead, Dan.
SAU and the net, KB6NU. Well, nothing major to report here this week, except if you get the, you're on the Aero mailing list, I think, well, most of you are. I ran across that project or modification, if you want, for making a Quansheng UVK5 do Morse code. And I think this is a very cool project, and I've got one here that I bought just for kicks, because you can, change the firmware, and I think I'm going to do that to this radio and see what I can work. So if any of you are interested in doing that, let's try that and operate some Morse code on 2 meters and 440. Back to you. This is KB6NU.
Thanks for that. That sounds interesting. Does that actually make it do CW, or is it just doing like some sort of modulated tones over FM?
Actually, it looks like it's actually CW, and the YouTube video that I put on the mailing list shows the guy using a little Morse code key, but I've also just been perusing YouTube, and apparently there's a little 3D printed paddle you can make. And so software must have a built-in keyer, built-in keyer. So I don't know. We'll see. we'll see how that works. I'm still researching that part.
That sounds interesting. I was trying to look for something that worked as well as CW Skimmer, but didn't require licensing. And I thought I found it. I found something called Software Defined Connectors. But it turns out it only works with some protocol that has the radio control and audio all embedded in a stream, and or it only works on license that way. If you buy a license for it, then you can use it with like sound card inputs and things like that. I think it was kind of designed to be used with the new series of Flex software, but I was a little disappointed to install it and find out that it doesn't just directly work with my radio unless I sign up for a key for it. Let's go into ASV and see if he made it over to All-Star. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, WSAU in the group. This is November 8th here of Robert Lecco on All-Star. How copy?
Pretty great at All-Star. It's full quiet in here. I don't know, I guess it would be full quieting if I'm hearing the repeater full quieting, but I think maybe your audio is just a touch low, but it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And I don't know whether that's because I've got my audio low on this end or if the All-Star note there is a little low on that end. We'd have to do that with more than one or two stations, I guess, to just determine which is who or what. But anyway, but this is fun. I actually spent some time talking to N8LBV yesterday after I got it up and running, and so we're learning. this is N8SBE.
I wonder if N8LBV has moved the digital node to someplace on a little bit better antenna. Besides something inside a cinder block building, because should be no problem for me to communicate with him with my EMR radio, but I can't even see any evidence that exists, so it'd be nice if I could connect locally and do it locally instead of having to use a CMC in Detroit for the DMR net. But let's see. And I think I was going to say something else about All-Star, and I completely lost that part. Anyhow, so I'll take another standby for check-ins. This is WSAU with the UM Sunday Night Net. Are there any additional stations we need to check in? Please call now. Remember what I was going to say about All-Star. I was just going to complain about absolutely nothing having VU meters on it in UHF and VHF and FM and network audio equipment. So you never know where you're saying audio levels at. Unless you measure the deviation, and from the way the 7.4 sounds, it sounds like that doesn't quite work out right either. Anyhow, I'm gonna close the net now. This is WSAU bringing the U of M Sunday Night Net to a close. Looks like we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 with net control check-ins in time of, we started like 2 minutes late, so about 15 minutes. Thanks to everyone that checked in, and thanks to the U of M Club for the use of the repeater. This is WSAU and QSY at RFCNet.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor. Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor, hoping for a radio check.